Hobson.
What is it?
Ill Mind of Hobson.
Hobson.
Yeah.
Dude, David loves Hobson.
I do love Hobson.
I don't know who that is.
Hobson.
Who is Hobson?
Hop.
Explain
Hop.
Who Hobson is.
Hop. Uh oh, he's from Racine.
Okay, we are.
He's
from
Racine.
Yep.
Wisconsin, but okay, we're rolling.
Maine.
We're rolling. The podcast is starting. Hey everyone. No. Welcome to Moving the Chains, a special Chris and Eric on the same mic edition. Chris is leaning all over my lap and all of my situations.
Hello.
it's all happening for us. My name is Eric Christensen. I'm the editor-in-chief of The Spectator.
I'm Chris Reines. I'm a news editor at The Spectator.
And I'm David Heiling, sports editor at The Spectator.
And this show is about, first and foremost,
fun.
Being best friends.
Yes.
And enjoying the company of one another.
Yes.
Fact.
And then second most.
Being sexy.
It is about looking at
charisma.
Each other in really, really inappropriate ways. And then third most, it's about this week in fantasy football.
Yeah, a little bit.
So it's called Moving the Chains because we're moving the chains of friendship along the field of life. Would you agree, David? Would you agree with that?
No.
No. Breaking down already.
No, I agree. We are moving the chains in our friendship, and the two of you, your beards.
Whose beards?
Yep.
Oh,
that's my beard on the microphone.
Yep. You two, you guys rival each other with the beards.
I mean,
mine is better.
No,
I'm not.
Yours
competing.
Is a little scraggly on the bottom. You gotta.
Yeah, like
you gotta
a man's is supposed to be.
You gotta trim up.
A man's beard is supposed to be a little wild and
Dave-o,
a little rough around the edges.
David, where's your beard at?
I had one, but then he called me Shavo, and I needed to Shavo.
Shavo styling.
Shavo styling.
That was nice. That was
needed,
a good little thing.
Then I needed to shave my little neared, if you will.
Neared.
Yeah.
Shavo.
So I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Let's talk about fantasy football. Do you need anything you have to get off your chest right away, Chris?
Or no, Dave-o? It's not like anything happened at all this week.
Is there anything?
It was a very uneventful
week. Pretty uneventful.
Especially Monday
NFL.
Night football.
Yeah.
Nothing awful or the worst happened. And so
two things happened,
is,
actually. One that was
fine.
Awful and one that was also the worst. And it was the same thing. And now Chris is eating Starburst in my
hair anymore.
We're sharing a microphone. Have a little respect, please. So, Dave, how heartbroken are you right now?
I was pretty heartbroken when that happened. Actually, I screamed. I wanted to punch a wall into my bedroom wall. However, afterwards, I couldn't help but laugh because it was so pathetic.
It was so bizarre.
It was so bizarre.
Weirdest thing, I think.
I was like, okay, it's going to review. There's no way
I was
that
like,
they're not going to overturn
well,
this.
Yeah, and then it was insane. And then
the equivalent of
I
Mike
don't
Pereira
know. Yeah.
on ESPN said that there's no way that they can't overturn this. He had it to his chest, came down with it. Golden Tate had like an arm on it. It was just pathetic.
Mm.
And then I laughed.
Have you ever had a pineapple Starburst?
No, but I feel like I'm having one right now because
no. Pineapple is
your mouth is wrapped around my nose. Right
this
now.
Is another one now.
Okay.
This is
what's,
really good.
What's
the
pineapple
wasn't that good.
Yeah. Chris is trying to avoid this subject, which I understand, because it's hard to talk
I'll
about.
I'll just start cursing,
but this
and
isn't
I don't want to cuss. My mama taught me better than to cuss.
To better?
But the point is, this isn't how we resolve our problems.
By
we
eating Starburst, it
by,
is.
By being open about this. By opening our hearts.
And our mouths. Our two delicious mouths. Starburst treats.
That's what it's all about. So basically, we're all very upset, and we don't want to talk about it.
Nope.
But we can talk about
Golden Tate.
We can talk about Golden Tate and how we think that
hate him.
His like 86 yards and two touchdowns. If he'll be able to replicate that,
you mean
and it's going to be no?
Let's see, 86 minus 24,
yeah.
62 yards and one touchdown. He could probably do that again sometime.
Maybe. Even that's kind of a stretch, I think.
Yeah, he's not very good.
He's not.
then their offense isn't very good at throwing the ball.
This is true. As much as I love Russell Wilson, he's gonna
they just don't let him throw either.
He's gonna throw it to Sidney Rice more than he's gonna throw it to Golden
which
State.
Is smart.
Anyway,
who I mean, anyway. Sam Shields obviously mugged on that pass interference
call. So mugged.
I mean, it was just all Sam Shields'
fault.
Just
mugs.
You know what even ticked me off even more?
It was Mug City.
How the NFL came out with a statement saying that they should have won still.
Yeah.
I just think it's ridiculous.
Then make us have won.
Well, they said the pass interference call would have ended the game.
Correct.
Yeah.
But they can't. But that's unreviewable, blah, 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 blah.
And I feel like it makes sense a little bit.
It's a cover-up.
Because, like,
Roger Goodell's a piece of
crap. They made a horrible call initially, and then they didn't have evidence to overturn it, which makes sense, except that it was pretty glaringly obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess I understand that they stood by their first call. I guess I get that.
Should we
even
go into the
so
referees,
dumb.
Or should we just not go into the referees?
No.
No, that's not what this is about, Damo. That's not what we're trying to do here.
It's everything.
No.
That we're talking about here.
I don't think you understand
our
situation.
We're going for Golden Tate's fantasy value then.
I'm gonna say get away from his ass.
How about you just drop him?
I mean, even on principle.
Yeah.
You should not have him on your team.
Golden Tate's ass is nowhere
near my fantasy.
Near
team.
Being yeah.
In other news,
wet hot Americans.
It probably smells.
In other news, Chris Reinus is the worst team.
I got killed.
Reinus.
I got some running back problems.
Yeah.
In our fantasy.
Severe
football.
Running back.
Getting
not
very
as bad. Okay.
Close to the point that I don't care anymore.
I played a good buddy of mine in a 12 team pay league this week. He had scored like 50 points, and I beat him by like 70. So his running back situation is not – it's a little bit more dire than yours. He played Brandon Jacobs, was his starting running back.
No.
And his second running back was Jonathan Stewart.
Who was hurt
immediately. So he had 0 points from running backs. So it's not as bad, but what's yours? You got the Bush now.
I get the teams mixed up. Yeah, Reggie Bush, who was looking very good.
And then
he got hurt. He's supposed to be fine. He might play this week.
He was on my team. He was on my bench during that huge game, and I traded him to you.
And then he had 10 carries for 61 yards, and then he got hurt. And I also start Sean Green, and that's going about exactly the way that I would expect it to go. And by that, I mean awful. I shouldn't have him on my team.
Yeah, Sean Green.
Wait, that might also be another league.
His
I might not have him in this league.
Hold on, I'm looking it up here.
Yeah, look at my team. I get my league, my teams mixed up because I don't care that
in
much.
In other news, free agency wire pickup to look for.
Okay.
Ryan Williams, Arizona.
You think?
Because Beanie Wells is now on the IR, and they got to run the ball sometime. And they're
winning. Oh, good, I have Beanie Wells on one of my teams.
And they're winning, and they're 3-0.
You had Fred Jackson?
Toby Gerhart.
You had
Steven Jackson.
Why didn't you get
Matt Forte?
Hmm.
All right, Chris, you ready?
Rough.
No.
A-Rod, Sean Green, Reggie Bush, Michael Floyd, or Malcolm Floyd.
Malcolm.
Larry Fitzgerald, Cruz, Jimmy Graham. Your team's not even that awful, man. Except for maybe Sean Green sucks.
Yeah. But, like, Fitzgerald, Cruz, and Graham.
Yeah, they're
every
good.
Week should dominate. Mm-hmm.
And Floyd's
Fitz
been
only
consistent.
Had one good week
well,
so far.
Cruz has had one good week so far. Yeah, he hasn't found the end zone.
And Graham has been pretty good this year so far.
And then you have... Oh,
Graham's
Daniel
got a TD every game.
Daniel Thomas you can put in there sometime.
Yeah, but they're thinking they're going to give it to, what's his name, the one below him? Smith.
I mean, Reggie
Lamar.
Bush might play
Lamar Miller.
Week,
Lamar Miller.
Something Smith.
They're going to give him, they're going to give L. Smith the ball. So pick up L. Smith.
Is that a girl?
L. Smith? Yeah, E-L-L-E. Smith. Sure. L. Smith.
All right.
Sounds like a Sports Illustrated model.
Because it sounds like L. McPherson.
You're projected to lose by 17 points this week.
I guess.
I'm probably projected to not give a damn screw anymore.
Hey, come on.
All right, we're going to get Tyler Hart on the podcast.
I'm 0-3. I don't give a bibble.
You have Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, how's that going for me so far this year?
He's projected to get 25 this week.
Yeah, he's been projected to get like that every week, and he did it week one.
The surprise player in the league, Mr. Zank, 3-0.
Yeah, I don't care about him.
I'm playing him this week.
I know you are. I'm looking
up
the matchups.
I don't care about him.
He's going down.
I hope he's...
Yeah, Tyler Hart is his auto draft
team. I hope
team
his wiener falls off.
Who's?
All of them. Tyler and Alex.
Zanks?
Both of them.
Okay.
I hope both their wieners
You should tell
fall
that
off.
To them.
Or maybe they do a wiener transfer. And they feel weird about their wieners forever.
Yeah. they can do
your
a double
team
wiener
is
situation.
The deepest team, I think.
My
in
team?
The whole thing, yes.
Yeah, dude.
You have Matt Forte, Percy Harvin, Kenny Britt, Deshaun Jackson, Martellus Bennett, and Wes Welker all on your bench.
I know
is
this.
Which pretty ridiculous.
I know my situation.
Pretty ridiculous. However, you should probably like trade like three of your awesome players for an even awesomer player, so you can actually start people every week without having to guess who to pick.
Yeah, or maybe like I'll just manage my own team. I'm just kidding. That's not
a
bad
idea.
That's not a bad idea, Dave-o.
Let's get into a segment here, huh?
Okay, let's talk. Okay, we want to talk about sneaky tight ends.
Sneaky
tight ends. The sneakiest ones. These are all tight ends that are that have scored more fantasy points than Rob Gronkowski. Heath Miller.
Who Ben Roethlisberger wants to get to the Pro Bowl, apparently, is what I hear.
He has four touchdowns in three games.
He does.
Dennis Pitta. Martellus Bennett. Kyle Rudolph. All four of these guys are ranked above Gronkowski. They have more fantasy points in ESPN standard leagues, which I think is kind of ridiculous because Rob Gronkowski still has his two touchdowns in the first two games. He only had 20 yards last week, but like he's still like a pretty good guy. There's a lot of tight end play. Would you say, Chris? You look very concerned.
Yeah, there's a lot of tight ends.
Tight end play.
I like Kyle Rudolph. He's a good player.
That's your guy.
I don't know, man. Dennis Pitta, I don't know. Eventually, Ed Dixon might catch the ball more.
Dixon?
He might start catching more passes, and Pitta won't have as many points.
Yeah. You know, if you spooner,
I don't know.
If you spoonerism,
oh
Dennis
God,
Pitta's
again
name,
with this,
you get to penis a ditta.
Spoonerism?
Yes.
I understand now what it is. That's a thing that Deva likes to do.
I know.
You're so mad right now.
Chris, go to bed.
Do you
want to
air out some feelings?
No, it's just my team is awful.
Do you want to air out some feelings?
And we have to sit here and talk about a thing that is awful for me now.
No, we're talking about tight ends. Okay.
Yeah,
I
have Jimmy Graham. He got
Jimmy Graham
four
is,
yards left.
Jimmy Graham isn't
He actually
doing
got 16.
Right. So. He had a touchdown.
Yeah, but still, he had 7 points. I mean, that's not that much.
I thought he had 11 points.
Seven. He's 16 and a tutty.
He's better. He's just as good, I think, as any of these top three guys right now. Graham is still going to end up.
I'm fine with Jimmy Graham.
I know you
I can't
like
run the ball.
You're very angry about everything.
Yeah. I got Rodgers. I picked Rodgers number one. He's got 19 points the last 2 weeks. The number one overall pick.
Our O-line is struggling. We'll get there. At least you're not in a sack
league. I don't care. I can go 0-14.
Last year, I went 2 and I won 2 games.
Ugh.
The whole season.
Wow. You're awful.
My team is called the Meat Tornadoes.
You're bad at this.
The Meat Tornadoes?
That's from Parks and Rec. You're bad at this.
I am not bad at this. I tied in my 4-person league. I'm 1-1-1.
So did I in my other league.
Yep.
95-95.
Okay, so. It's just it.
In
I just
other
think
words,
it's kind
I guess
of
the
weird.
Highlight of the segment was don't have Sean Green on your team.
No.
Or you'll
sure.
get sad.
We're just saying like, okay, hey, there are a lot of tight ends that maybe you don't that like don't come to mind when you think, oh, elite tight end that are like ranked 3 and 2 and 4, that are ranked higher than the guys that you automatically think of when you think, hey, what's a good tight end? You're going to think Gronkowski. You're going to think Vernon Davis. You're going to think
James Graham.
James Gandalf Graham. His middle name is Gandalf. After Gandalf.
The wizard.
Yeah. James Gandolfini. Graham.
I'm James Gandolfini Graham.
Devo, are you texting?
The wizard.
Devo, come on, man.
I'm thinking up a trade to trade
probably
Chris.
Making,
hey, we're just
probably looking at adult images.
Deva, are you looking at adult images?
Yes. How do you know?
That's good.
I'm worried.
It's real nice, Deva.
Shut up. I'm trying to think. We're going to try to trade you, Chris Johnson. Do you want Chris Johnson?
Yeah, I need another running back who can get 4 yards a week. That's what I need in my life.
I have a couple. I gave you Reggie Bush.
Yeah, and then he farted on his own knee.
He'll be back, though.
He farted on his own knee.
And then it broke. But he'll be back, though. That's the good thing.
It doesn't matter.
Dusty Baker had a stroke. That's why he was in the hospital.
Who is that?
He's the Reds manager for baseball.
Why? Dave-o.
Dave-o.
Did you learn that on your adult friend finder site?
No. I'm on the your ESPN adult, app.
Your Facebook for adults.
You are the silliest goose.
Okay, let's.
Right, what's next?
Let's
just knock them out one by one
let's
here.
Let's talk about Ben Roethlisberger.
That's another guy I love to talk about.
He's the third overall ranked player right now. He has the third most fantasy points out of anyone in the league right now.
Ben
Roethlisberger.
Behind RG3?
Behind RG3 and Spill? Matt Ryan.
Oh, I'm behind Matt. Where's CJ Spill?
Fourth. Last week he scored 31 fantasy points. He had 384 yards on 4 touchdowns.
Who'd they play?
The Raiders.
They played the Raiders.
Okay.
And he had a 19-point game against the Jets. He had a 15-point game against the Bronx. Do you think that – because he's not a guy that many people particularly like to start. David, do you think you should now, given his pretty good play in the first three games?
If you had Matt Schaub and he went down and you're struggling for somebody, if you have in like a 10- or 12-person league.
I feel like I put Matt Schaub and Ben Roethlisberger on the same
Did you
point.
See Matt Schaub got a chunk of his ear taken off?
I would rather start Ben Roethlisberger than Joe Flacco.
I agree right now.
That's about as high as I'd go. Like probably 10th or 9th. 9th or 10th.
Would you start him over Michael Vick now?
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
Would you start him over Michael Vick?
Yeah, I would never have. I've talked about how I'd never have Michael Vick on a fantasy team of mine.
Is it personal?
Oh, well, I mean, sort of. I'd never have Ben Roethlisberger on my team either. But I'd never have Michael Vick because Michael Vick will probably play 12 games. And where you pick him, you don't want to pick players that you know are going to miss a quarter of the season. So
unless
I'd rather
you can
just
be
pick
sneaking,
a slightly lower quarterback who will play 16 weeks, he'll end up with more points anyways. Right.
But like 2 years ago when he went off that 51-point
fantasy
game.
Yeah, he
ain't
gonna do that again.
Like, what did he have? He had like 6 total touchdowns, like 200 yards on the ground,
yeah, he
300
had four,
passing.
He had, yep.
It was just absolute ridiculousness. And I had him for that game, and from then on I was like, ooh, Michael Vick, the double threat, the double threat, I'm going to play him. And then he did. And then 12.
He's never going to do that.
15, 6, 5.
Yeah.
12, yeah.
Well, because, I mean, he can throw 2 touchdowns. He can throw 300 yards.
But he's going to
throw
4
picks.
And
he can run for another 60, 70 yards, but he's going to throw 3 picks.
He's going to throw 3 picks, and he will get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He is a little guy.
And he's old now.
And he's
older.
He's super old.
And he doesn't like canines at all. So.
And he's the worst.
I want A.J. Green. That's who I want.
A.J. Green.
Yeah.
Why? Just because he had one good game?
Because he went bananas.
He's an awesome player. He's going to be a top 10 wide receiver.
He already is in a top 10 wide receiver.
Well, was he picked as one?
I'd say so.
Yeah. He was in the top 10 receivers, I think. Right?
Very close.
He would have been like,
very close.
He was been like 7 or 8.
He was like 26th overall, so yeah.
I don't know. A lot of sighing from Dave over there. I feel like you're upset, Davo. I feel like everyone's just we need to talk.
We can't.
We need to not
Can we
do
chat?
This do this the day after. It's throwing me out of my zone that
and
we didn't do it on the same
Packer
day.
Game happened. What did you expect, man?
We're talking about football here.
I mean, the Packer game was 2 days ago.
What are we talking about right now? We're talking about football. What does that make us going
to
think of?
I mean, I'm just trying to take your mind off
sad
it.
Thoughts by making us talk
All
about
I'm
it.
To do, I'm trying to help.
We just talked about it.
I'm going to post a new message topic
on the
on
adult
our message board.
Finder.
On our adult finder.
And our on my adult fantasy football app.
Yeah, menseekingbears.com.
Yikes.
Yeah, you're right.
Buffalo Bills.
He wasn't a bear.
He was a cowboy though. Buffalo Bill.
The guy, the killer from Silence of the Lambs.
He's Buffalo Bill, the
oh the
actual
the mythical
person.
Cowboy.
He's not a
no, but he. I mean, he's reached
a
mythical
real
status
person.
Now.
No, he's a person in history.
Yeah, that's so. He's
he
so is Jesse James, but he's reached mythical status.
The motorcycle guy.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock's exy.
His sexy exy.
Excuse me.
Yeah, he.
Jesse James.
Do you not know who the real Jesse James is?
I do know.
Okay.
But I'm just
Played
talking
by Brad
about
Pitt.
Buffalo Bill.
Yeah. which is also the name
who settled
the
a lot of
in
land
of
in
Lambs.
The American West.
It's also the name of the killer in Silence of the Lambs, so it's confusing.
Holy cow.
Can I play the Circle of Life at the end of this podcast?
I don't care what you do.
If you want.
All right, just checking.
Okay, here's a thing we can talk about that isn't related to the NFL.
Let's hear it.
We're playing Student Senate.
Ooh.
Tomorrow.
In football.
Bum, bum, ba, dum,
now this is exciting.
That's a basketball jock jam?
One senator I know who shall remain nameless told me that Senate is going to win.
Oh, what horrible uncreative trash talk.
What horribly uncreative
trash
talk. Oh,
we are going to win. No, I think we are. So I think we have a really good shot to just trounce them.
Yeah, for sure. I don't even know what jokers are going to play.
Do you want...
What kind of butt smokers they're going to put out there.
Butt smokers?
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
It's not.
What
that's
the
a phrase.
Play football is.
Blowing smoke up your... That's a phrase.
Yeah. Also, I'm just kidding. They're not butt smokers. It'll be a friendly competition.
No.
Are we playing tackle?
It's dirty.
I hope so.
Don't look at me, man.
You are the one who in our pickup game made us not play tackle. So we are going to look directly at you.
My back hurts.
It was you and Tyler Hart, and that was it.
Serious, though. Like, I threw up my back on Friday.
Then we suggested wrap-up for you, and you said no.
I said no.
Were you dancing or something? Dance party?
We were having a little spectator get-together, and I jumped over a couch to turn up the stereo because a really good rap song was on. And I clambered over the couch, and I threw my back out. But I'm better.
You're all rested up
and
ready to hit
but
someone?
But I'm better.
I'm better, and I'm fired up, and I'm ready to go.
Are you ready to hit someone?
I'm not going to hit someone.
Oh. You're not ready to play football then.
I'm not ready to play tackle football. Traditionally it's touch football.
The thing is you need to be ready to do it. And then you adjust off of that. You can't not be ready and then it happens and expect to get in the zone right away. You need to be in the zone built up. And
in
then
the
go
zone.
And then auto zone.
Auto zone.
And then switch from there.
Get in the auto zone.
So we're going to win by a lot.
We're
going to
win 16
we're gonna
to 10.
We're going
to
keep
touchdowns.
We played a 16?
16 touchdowns.
Do we really?
To
is that
10
what we
touchdowns.
To?
No. I don't know.
Oh, I assume we're 10, maybe.
We usually just play for an hour.
Oh, okay.
We can talk about this.
There's no way that we're going to score 16 touchdowns in an hour.
We're going to keep our game plan secret, but we're going to kill them.
We're
going to
reveal our game plan right now in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Pass it to Davo.
Pass it to Dave.
The D to the A to the B to the A A U.
Representing A A U. Dave,
you did quite well.
Say it.
I'll do it as my sign off, always. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Let's get into the end of this. Let's wrap this thing up.
Okay. Ready?
Who is going to have the most fantasy value in our game?
Who is going to have the most fantasy value? I think it's gonna be me. Because I am not fast, and so everyone is going to be like, well, let's just not cover him. And then you fire me the ball, and I got hands.
I think it's
going to
be me for reasons that we won't reveal, because that would reveal game plan secrets.
Oh. Oh. Dave, who do you think it's going to be?
It's going to be me, obviously. So
why?
Because I catch the ball and run for millions of yards.
So
I catch the ball and I run for billions of yards.
I'm yak, man. I'm
we
yak.
We will all be
yards
competing
after
with each
catch.
Other for the best game,
you
and
saw,
we will screw ourselves.
You saw those spin moves at practice. You can't touch me.
I saw him.
I
saw
him. You can't see me.
I saw him.
Exactly.
Please, sir.
They call me Wes Welker.
So we're going to win.
We're for sure going to win.
Period.
We're not going to win.
End of discussion.
Because we are superior genetically.
Yeah.
Shut up.
So let's get into your top five.
Okay, let's do it. Okay. There was this thing that was made. I don't want to bring it up again. But there was, in the wake of all this replacement official controversy, someone made this site. I don't even care who. They made this site called, they called it replacementgoogle.com.
I saw this, yeah.
And basically you type you type in a Google search and it just takes you to a random, it takes you to something else.
To the wrong search, making fun of the reference.
So my top five list, it's not, I didn't rank them. I just typed in the top five billed actors on Friday Night Lights into replacement Google, and these are the results. Okay. So I typed in Kyle Chandler.
The star of the show.
The star of the show. Coach.
What's the coach's name?
Coach Eric Taylor.
Okay.
Coach, right?
He's real religious, I bet.
No, he's not.
Is that a conflict in the small Texas?
No, I mean everyone is, but he's not like crazy.
Not overly. Okay.
Holy shit, Roy Helu is out for the year.
We're doing a radio show.
Dave-O, I'm doing my top five list.
All right, well,
oh just, my God.
Just hold my attention. Into the microphone. Let's go. Don't yell curse words.
Okay, ready? So I typed in Kyle Chandler into replacementgoogle.com.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Do you know who that is, Dave-O?
No, I don't know who any of these Friday Night Lights people are. But keep it going.
He plays Coach.
Okay, he's the coach.
And this is what came up. Why is Bill Simmons long-winded at times, but still funny?
Okay.
That was Kyle Chandler.
Good, good.
I typed in Connie Britton.
The wife.
She plays the coach's wife. Named Tammy.
Please. Please stop.
Okay, I typed in Connie Britton.
Who plays Tammy?
Who plays Tammy Taylor.
Tammy Taylor.
Tammy Taylor.
And the result I got? Turtles.
Just turtles? Turtles
Tammy Taylor.
Turtles.
Tammy Turtles
Tammy Taylor. Tammy Taylor Turtle.
Hello, I'm Turtles Taylor Tammers.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So I typed in Amy Teagarden. You have
to... So you typed in Amy Teagarden.
Amy Teagarden.
Who does she play?
She plays the daughter of the
of coach?
Of coach. The coach's daughter, Julie.
Is she hot? Is she a hot girl?
She's 15.
Oh!
So
don't be weird.
Why'd you give Dave-O an answer?
Dave-O, why did you ask if that 15-year-old is hot? He's getting no results on adult friend fact finder.
It's the fact finding mission to find an adult friend.
Sorry, Dave-O. Amy Teagarden, this is what came out. Movies without Shaq in them.
Movies without Shaq
in
them?
Every movie.
Which is 98% of movies.
No, it's 99.999% of movies.
Every movie. I think Shaq is in more.
Shaq is in Shazam. What other movie is he?
Kazam.
It's Shazam.
You douchebags.
Whoa.
Kazam.
I remember when the candy bars fall from the sky.
Yeah, because the kid wishes. Every line that Shaq has in that movie is a rhyme.
Yeah. That's a terrible.
Did you know this, Dave-O?
He's the best.
I remember being very dark. It didn't need to be as dark as it was.
It wasn't dark.
The kid's dad was like a gangster.
Yeah, but he ran like a rap hip-hop label that wanted Shaq to rap for them.
But he was like a gangster.
Sense.
He was like beating people up. And it was just moody settings and stuff.
Moody? So, next on our list. I typed in Taylor Kitsch.
Kissich. It's pronounced Kissich.
I don't think it is.
It is.
Are you sure?
Kissich, yeah. My girlfriend loves him.
Do you know why?
Because he's handsome.
Because he's handsome.
He's a handsome young
he's
man.
He's a handsome little boy. He's handsome like a horse, like a really strong horse, and he's got long hair. Dave-O, participate here.
How am I supposed to participate in this?
Tell us how strong you think he is.
He's handsome like a strong horse.
You sound like the horse. Old grandpa from Family Guy, being all creepy is what you sound like.
What came up when you typed in Taylor Kissich?
I'm not convinced that that's how it's pronounced.
Okay, whatever. Say it the way you want to say it.
Okay, came up. Master P. Or his business name, P. Miller.
Is that the guy with the pants?
He's a rapist.
He's to make you say, make him say, that's Master P.
He is a rapping celebrity.
And his kid is Lil Romeo. Now, no, I believe it's
really?
Just Romeo. Yeah.
Didn't he have those pants? That line of pants?
Master
Probably.
P.
Probably.
P. Miller,
Master P. Miller Pants.
Master Pants. That's what the P stands for.
Master Pants.
Pants Miller.
I like to wear some master pants from time to time.
I would put my legs into a pair of master pants.
My legs. Take them out when it's bedtime.
Okay, I typed in Minka Kelly.
Plays a hot girl, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yep.
Didn't she go out with Derek Jeter?
I don't know.
I think in real life they're a couple.
Sure.
That would be interesting. Don't give me a look like that.
I don't know. Do you want me to look it up?
No.
No. So why does it matter?
I'm just telling you, I think that's
Minka Kelly. Ken Griffey video game appearances.
Perfect.
Who he's probably appeared in lots of them.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He was Ken Griffey Jr. Slugfest. That was a fun game when I was a boy.
No,
way
Ken Griffey.
Back in the day.
Yeah, I said that. Ken Griffey Jr.'s Slugfest.
Ken Griffey.
The dad?
Yes.
Oh, then that's just not
the dad.
Well, he stopped being called Junior when his dad retired.
Okay.
Then he just became Ken Griffey.
Whatever, though. Whatever, though. Yeah. Okay. We're going to wrap this up.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Sorry we're so sad.
I mean, you know, this isn't Parks and Rec. Not every episode can be a home run.
I agree with that statement.
More like Community. And I think we just had the Claymation Christmas happen.
Why?
You know, I think that episode is stupid.
No.
Oh, I think that episode is stupid.
I don't. I kind of think.
Okay,
like
whatever.
That.
Well, you like that show more than me.
Well, you can just leave town. So we're gonna be done.
Yeah.
Yeah, Devo.
Yep.
Do you want to sign off?
Nope. Not this week. Not this week. I'll
well,
say
first. Devo's still training
for a better week.
We're still putting him through the through the ropes,
through the rigors.
We're getting him through all the
rigors,
the obstacles.
When I
finally gonna make Devo run a tough mudder.
Yeah.
When I finally figure out with half the stuff
still,
that you guys are saying,
Devo, you're gonna run a tough mudder. Okay.
Devo, you're still in Moving the Chains boot camp.
Yeah.
And it ends with a tough mudder.
Yeah.
Nope.
We're going to put
you
through
I will
tough
do
mutter.
No muff tutters.
Don't say muff.
Don't say it.
All right. Come on.
Okay.
Let's
so
cut it. Let's cut the cord.
We're done.
Goodbye.
We're going to,
goodbye.
We just want to quickly thank WEC. What?
Yeah.
Thanks Let's thank them. WEC for letting us use their equipment to make our nice little thing.
Thanks.
Which is the next week's episode is going to be called Nice Little Thing.
Next week's will be better.
You should check out their student programming on every Sunday night from 5 to 10. They have students that put on, I don't know, they have three different shows, some of which are very good. I'm on one of them consistently. So listen to the whole radio block. Make sure you go to oh man, make sure you go to spectatornews.com every day to check out to check out breaking news from sports and currents and news and everything. Make sure you You have to stop Chris's miming very inappropriate kind of sexual self things.
Yeah.
So it just makes it a lot of fun. Dave was taking a call. Okay, check out Spectator News. We're going to be done right now. Okay. So thanks for listening to Moving the Chains. We'll see. See you next night.
See you next night.
See you next night. Congratulations on hearing us.
I think we might have to cancel ourselves after this one.
Cancel what?
Ourselves.
Why?
This was just a rough one.
It felt rough.
That's what she said.
That's what you will say. This is what makes it rough.
We had we had 5 minutes of really, really good discussion about like the tight end.
And I didn't want to hear it.
And then he just didn't want to hear any of it. So we went somewhere.
I wasn't hearing any of that.
It was just, see, we just have to work on communication with one another.
You're still recording.